the No Sweat News.
Oh, yeah. Final No Sweat News of the week before the quiz tomorrow around 7:15. Get your Buck Cherry tickets.
Here you go. If you have a lovely family tradition of piling in the car every December to go pick out your Christmas tree together, well, scrap it.
Scrap it?
Because your overlords at Amazon.com are taking that over as well.
No, no, no. This is one tradition that I enjoy immensely.
Nope, you'll be able to go Christmas tree shopping right from your couch, pal.
You know, I say I enjoy that tradition, but you know what? One click of a button, the Christmas tree winds up on my front porch. It's probably what I'm going to do.
I'm telling you right now, I thought it was a bunch of hogwash when I first heard about it, because I kind of like the old Christmas carols in the car on the way to pick up the tree.
I like the smell.
The picking of the tree.
Yep.
And the carrying it home.
Sawing it off. And make it, you want a fresh cut on this thing? And then you do that whole little, hey, I'll give you an extra $5 if you tie it to the roof
Then I carry mine in the van. And I got to vacuum the van out afterwards.
What? You keep it in your van?
And the kids are running all over the gosh darn place. And I got to chase amongst every gosh darn Christmas tree on the lot. You know what? Just mail me the son of a bitch and I'll be happy.
Oh!
For $115. $115?
Okay, so there you go. Hell no!
For $115, Amazon is going to be selling live Christmas trees this year. And if you got Prime, it's free shipping. So there you go.
They'll even, Amazon will even ship you a Christmas caroling at this point. No one is actually going to have to go outside to do anything in the future.
My poor UPS driver is going to have a hernia by the time December 5th rolls around. He's like, what? I got to carry trees for USOBs now?
Is Amazon also going to give you a candy on Halloween right to your door? You can just order it. You don't have to actually go trick-or-treating. Aren't some of these things, isn't the fun to go out and do these things?
Get the hot chocolate with the family.
Yeah.
You know.
The whole process is the actually the fun part.
I don't know.
For me, at least.
The app, click the Christmas tree, boom, I'm done.
I'm sorry. I like the technology and the iPhones and whatnot, but it ain't happening.
Dateline, your hotel room for story number two.
What?
The next time you hit up a hotel minibar, you are really going to want to make sure the seals on those little bottles are tight.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a growing trend of people drinking the liquor out of the little liquor bottles in the mini fridge, and then refilling them with their pee, putting them back in they don't get charged.
That's disgusting.
A bunch of hotels in Spain.
Savages.
You dirty Spanish hoteliers, you.
Horrible.
Have recently removed all the mini bars from their rooms after a study found it is surprisingly common.
Oh, my God.
People, how do you get the pee in the little bottle? I mean, doesn't it get everywhere?
That's a good point.
It's kind of hard to
do. It is a very small little bottle.
I mean, come on.
And by the way, I've done some cheap dirtbag maneuvers before, but that's never come across.
It's never occurred to you to pee in a tiny little liquor bottle to save the $7.50?
Bring your own booze.
Thank you.
The first time you get to a hotel, you bring your beer or any whatever else, and you just bring it.
I don't even consider Dave to be a seasoned traveler, but that's good advice.
No, the first thing I do when I know I'm going to book a reservation is buy alcohol.
Dateline Denver for our third and final story of the week. The Denver airport has long been the subject of many kinds of conspiracy theories. Most of them started or promulgated by that conspiracy theory jackpot Alex, or crackpot Alex Jones.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you haven't heard of any of these theories? Oh, there's good ones. The best one is that there's a secret society of lizard people living in an underground city that's hidden underneath the Denver airport. That's my favorite.
Yes, yes.
Now, over the past few weeks, you see, the area of the airport known as the Great Hall has had some construction projects going on. They're upgrading the airport, which hasn't seen much improvement since it opened in 1995.
Okay.
And when an airport does that sort of construction, they're required by law to keep travelers out for safety reasons, and management has decided to have some fun at the tinfoil hat wearer's expense.
What do you mean, have some fun at our expense?
At our expense.
I mean them.
They've posted billboards on the actual construction barriers with copy that reads, "What are we doing? Remodeling the lizard people's lair."
That's not nice.
There's another one.
That, just because they're joking about it doesn't mean it's not true.
Another one says, construction or cover-up? And there's a picture of an Illuminati insignia on a yellow construction hat.
Look, that's okay. They're making it out to sound ridiculous. But yeah, I know multiple sources who say that you have American UFO relations down there. It's a site of diplomacy between our leaders right here in America and alien officials.
Yeah. They're remodeling the lizard people's lair.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Stay tuned.
There are multiple people who have seen aliens walking the hallways underneath the Denver
airport.
They just
happened to take some LSD before they saw it. That's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you tomorrow for the No Sweat News quiz.